Now, what part of it is the flue?
The channel?
Is that the hole or the whole works?
We're going up the, either on the outside of the building or up through the building, clear up about the top.
Coal was pretty cheap around here in the coal country, wasn't it?
Oh, it still is.
I saw one of those great big old things out here working. It was about quarter of a mile off the highway.
Well, they're all on me. I can take here in 2 hours drive, show you a bunch of them. Lots of coal shipped out here every day.
This big old machine is sure a big one.
Well, they're stripping that stuff up to 70 feet deep now. Which back then we stripped it with teams, and we'd take mules and slips and Fresnos and slip that coal out. They just used the shallow coal. Quick as the coal went down the hill, went up and got a little deep, they just move over and get some more because there's worlds out of it.
Now what do they do with these scoops? Just scoop it out and pile it up, and then they come along with the trucks and loaders and move it out?
Oh, you mean out here?
Yeah.
Well, that's just the dirt and the overburden they're moving. Now there is then when they get down to within a few inches of the coal with that big machine, then they go in there with the smaller tractors and things and skim that off. This last little overburden here, the bone they call it. And scoot it back to the side and sweep and clean it. And then they have some small loading machines, these big pinning machines, they call it. Where we used to, when I worked in the coal, we'd take a sledgehammer and drive pins in it and prize it off. Well, they got big hydraulic machines that a spike like this, a big machine here, you see, hundreds of pounds, and they just I think it just goes along there and it just pin that off. Say 30 strokes a minute.
Good heavens. It just crawls along all the
time. And then those trucks are coming out of there all out of time. The one that averaged a truck every 3 minutes coming out of those things. About 7-8 tons per load.
Well, I timed this machine. It was 37 seconds between swings.
Well, he brings that around and comes in here and he digs through this dirt and shale and slate and comes back and dumps. Now, just like a plow, they dig this hole here and get the coal out of it, and then they dump it, of course, out on top. Then they dig this hole and fill this hole up. Then they just keep digging one hole and filling another one up. They just keep walking across the country. That's the reason you see those little mounds for acres and acres out of it. See, after you get, most of the time this coal, we'll say the coal is pitching here at the 2% slope. Sometimes more, sometimes less, but say 2% slope. The hill's pitching here then at a different slope. And your coal gets deep fast. Well, somebody making this world made a mistake right out here and they pitched them both the same way. Because normally you would think when you went, which most of it is, it gets deep fast. But out there, there's quite a hill out there. And they're just still going up it because the coal went right up with the hill. The coal's very little deeper up at the, than it was down here where they started. Now down that end of the county, we got lots of coal on our place. But they came in here where this coal was, say, 20 feet deep. And when they dug back here, the coal was pitching down it. In fact, we got some pitching down at the rate of about 4%. And the hill pitching up at about 10%. Well, boy, you see what you run into. You start there at 20 feet. And the equipment that they dug with years ago down there, they quit it at 40 to 45 feet.